This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Wiggy is back and working after surgery. I mean, Shime, share that with your Gen Zers that you talk to, will you? Man had a giant hunk of something taken out of his cheek.
Yeah.
He's got a full Band-Aid, stitches, the whole thing, had a breathing tube down his throat, could barely talk when we started the show this morning, and here he is, bright and early, for you, doing his job.
This is like, I got
do your job.
The Trump look.
Yes, you do. You do. Indeed.
And the thing was big. I showed it to you two off the air.
Shocking. Yeah.
3.5 inches.
Yeah.
He did, glad
he took it out. Got it out. Good job by the doc.
Yeah. Benign, and he said.
It was benign.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. This is Mark from Florida. Hello, Mark.
Morning, Greg.
What's up?
Before I get to my main point, I want to thank Curtis for holding Sam Kennedy's feet to the fire all the time and making it abundantly clear that the Red Sox have changed their philosophy and they are not going after big-name free agents anymore, and that it has changed. And thank you to Curtis for consistently beating that drum.
Curtis, thank you.
My comment is about Swayman. I have this from a family friend. And I know people call up all the time and say, oh, I have these sources. Swayman was offered $5.75 million. And he's offended that they are saying that he was offered 8 years, 64. So that's the truth. It came from the horse's mouth, and okay. I'll just leave it there.
All right. Well, wow. I mean, there's a lot of stuff floating around.
Scoop. That's less than your boy.
There's a report floating around that he has indeed asked for a trade. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
And they could be having coffee as we speak.
Is that a good source that you have on that?
I think it's not a source that I have. Oh. It's somebody reported it last night late. Yes, what?
You were spot on. I believe, well, this is what you said, and I think I'm like, I'll co-sign that all day, that they believe goalie Bob can turn anybody into a good goalie.
I think they might feel that way. I think they may feel that way. Like it's.
I don't know how I like feel about a, that. I don't think it's a good idea.
Like a Patriots analogy, like it's a system thing where mm-hmm. you can put somebody under the tutelage of goalie Bob and you can end up with a really good goaltender. I don't know. But we should get, Shime, since we're talking Swayman, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Shime, let's start with Brad Marchand, who spoke yesterday about the Jeremy Swayman saga.
He sure did. Let's hear from Brad Marchand yesterday in the locker room.
You know, I think the biggest thing, I wouldn't say it's hard to keep it out of the room. Even today and after, there's not a whole lot of talk about it. We all understand the situation that the team and Sway are in. This is part of the game. It's part of the business. It's a part that nobody enjoys, and eventually a deal is going to get done and everyone's going to move on and be fine. When you're dealing with a term deal, once it's signed, there's so much weight that gets lifted off, not just the player's shoulder, but the team. And, then it's just all about coming together and finding a way to win and building towards that goal. So it's tough because, we all care about Sway. We want to see him back. And But again, this is just, it's part of the business that sometimes guys go through, and every player goes through it at some point. You know, to the extent of which it drags on is always different. But everybody goes through negotiations, and you know, they're never fun. And you know, it'll be over, and everyone will move on.
Is he correct when he suggests that both sides will get right over this? You saw Cam Neely. Cam Neely seemed pissed off the other day. And it sounds like Jeremy Swayman is pissed off too. So I would ask you, will they, if they come to terms on a deal? I mean, it seems like you could take what Cam Neely said as an offer.
Right.
Like a last and final offer.
Right.
8 years, $8 million. So that's on the table, right? I mean, if Jeremy Swayman steps up today and says, yeah, I heard what Cam said, and I'll take the 8 years, $64 million, $8 million a year, then do you think both sides can move past it?
Or I don't think they're going to come to a deal, though.
You don't think so?
Because by Cam saying that, he's throwing out a number. If it was it's on. If Swayman would take that number, then the deal would be done. Right? Yeah. So Swayman must be like, I want $9 million.
Yeah.
Well, and I hadn't seen this until just now. Fluto 35 minutes ago on
Make
the
Make sure
Athletic.
It's the right Fluto.
I would not never make the mistake. Fluto's a phenomenal journalist. And he notes that the Bruins had an opportunity last summer when they were doing the contentious arbitration hearing to elect a 1 or 2 year award. They elected 1 year, and that's why they're here. Like, Don Sweeney would have been totally free from this chaotic offseason, giving them the opportunity to have him under contract while trading Linus and giving them a long runway to sign a long-term extension. So I think the biggest reason they're so mad, outside of the agent being inflexible, is that this is a fault of their own doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is getting done. You said there might be a trade. I don't know if that happens a lot in hockey before the season starts, but he's just going to play on a one-year deal, and then that'll be it, and he'll be gone next year.
I mean, the texter's right. Cam didn't say it was 8 years. We're just assuming that. It could be that it was,
what, six for 10?
I mean,
doubt it.
Well, that would be closer to Ryan Whitney's take.
What?
Ryan, well, it was 6.2, right?
No, it's 6 years, Courtney.
6 years, $10 million, like, would be the 60.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but it could also be.
Then that would have been
it
done.
It could also be. More years.
Oh, you're
less.
Saying more years.
Like, I'm saying it could be whatever.
Well, we know it's $64 million.
Right.
If it's less than that, that deal would have been done.
What's next, Shine?
Well, so it's funny Wiggy brings up doing trades right before the season. Yesterday, the Jones and Keefe program in the middays had our friend Andrew Raycroft on, and Raycroft, I thought, was very good with them. He talked about the idea of training a goalie right before the season starts. He also talked about, I think the more important thing was, that he doesn't actually believe that Swayman has all that much leverage. This is what Raycroft said to Jones and Keefe yesterday.
I've heard this nonstop for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, about the Allmark stuff, right? Why did they trade Allmark? Why would they trade Allmark and not have Swayman sign? He gave up leverage. The reality is Jeremy Swayman has to play for the Boston Bruins or is dictated by the Boston Bruins. So the word leverage, like, he could lose $7 million this year, guys, if he doesn't play hockey this year. That's his only leverage, is to hold out and not play.
Yeah,
so
the Bruins could have a gaping hole in net all year. I mean, that's his leverage.
There's lots of goalies that play. Like, Korpisalo has played in the NHL for a long time. Like, there's guys, there's players that can play in the NHL not named Jeremy Swayman. So the league is going to go on. It does when all of us retire. So there's a little bit. We can debate that, but the reality is it's really hard to trade goaltenders right now. There's 90 goalies that think they can play in the NHL right now, or teams think they can play in the NHL right now around the league.
I would just ask Raycroft, who I love, why is Cam Neely acting this way then?
Because he's pissed that the agent went public with a bunch of BS that wasn't true.
So he decided to go public.
Yes.
And
Curtis, I don't understand.
But if they are so fine with who is ever backing him up, then they can just say F off.
Well, I mean, Montgomery did say that Korpisalo is starting game one.
Yes.
No, I know, but I'm saying the behavior of Cam Neely at that press conference does not show me a team that doesn't feel like they're being leveraged.
Curtis, if you were negotiating in good faith with someone, like, let's say your household help, and they went public and said, you know what, Curtis is not calling me, Curtis is not offering me anything, Curtis is not paying attention to this, you would eventually be pissed off and want to get the actual factual information out, especially if you had offered Jeremy Swayman $8 million, which is I think is a pretty reasonable amount of money for a guy who's never played a full season.
But the reason they're here is because they were short-sighted after the arbitration last year. This is entirely their fault.
Well, it's not necessarily short-sighted if they are looking at goaltenders and what the value is and where Jeremy Swayman falls into that currently right now.
I just find it interesting that Raycroft this whole summer said, nothing to see here, it's going to be fine, you guys are making a mountain out of a molehill. And now it appears that it is a real impasse, and it's going to be an issue for Swayman to get onto the roster. And Raycroft now says, there's a million goalies out there, the Bruins are going to be fine, this is really a bad move by Swayman. It's like,
at this moment right now, do you think Jay Swayman is a top three goaltender in the NHL? Right now, at this moment?
No.
Okay. Then why should he be paid as one?
Because how old is he?
At $25 million a year.
Right. I feel like you sign players at this age based on what they will do, not what they have done.
There's only two other guys who make $10 million in the entire NHL, goaltender-wise.
Right, but that's going to change. There's a new collective bargaining agreement. There's a new TV deal. The salary cap is related to the revenues. Post-pandemic, the cap went down. They're coming out of that. What is $9 to $10 million now will be much different in the marketplace 5 years from now.
And can I apologize for cutting Greg off, too, because I'm bad at math, and I was writing the news when I jumped into that. Oh, I heard you say six, but because I already see people being like, yeah, pay attention.
Oh, no, it's fine. I understand you have a lot going on.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
I assume you were online looking at potential new boob setups.
Nope. Writing the news.
There was a plastic surgeon person who texted right in during the break, and you were very excited.
Yes.
Somebody who listened to the show got their boobs done. By who was it? Dr. T.
At Clario, my guy. Guy's, what's it called? what is it called when two people are in the same office?
The partners?
Yeah.
Two people. Yeah. You're going to get the free plastic surgery.
Insurance, it was an insurance thing. So the insurance company.
Could you imagine if Johnny Bart had plastic surgery, the amount of plugs we'd get?
Oh, man, Johnny Bart, he looks great. That's all prison workout. But I think, you know what, Greg? I think this whole Swayman goes back to, we're here because Swayman leaked it out first. Because remember, the first scoop we got was from Keefe for $10 million. Then it went back to the 6.2 came out afterwards. But we are now at this point here where it looks like
I don't think Swayman leaked the $10 million to Keefe. I think that's a Bruins source.
Oh, you think a Bruins source leaked that out?
Yeah.
Ooh, why would they be doing that? That's not in good faith.
Because I think that I don't think that he had the scoop first, though. I think that his scoop was after the Spit and Chicklets guys.
No, Keefe came first.
Yeah. So the $10 million one.
Keefe came almost a week before Whitney said anything.
Curtis, if the Bruins wanted that out there, I think it's because they think that's an outrageous amount of money for him.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why.
It goes back to, that's why I don't think this deal's getting done. Because
but what's if Swayman has done what Scheim has alluded to, which is because he's not under contract, seen his value, and gotten a $9 to $10 million offer from another team? What would you do if you were Swayman?
I'd play this year and get my $9-10 million next year.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it now? What if you get hurt?
Because I guess they would have to trade you. So I would ask for a trade. Excuse me. I'd ask for a trade first. Yep. And if they trade me, then obviously that's what I would do, Curtis.
Because right, if that's the case, they could just show that to Sweet Neely and say, look, you think I'm crazy, but here's an actual offer of that money.
All right. Well, that is they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday in sports. Coming up, we'll get to the news with Courtney, and it includes Florida not like the rest of us, and an OnlyFans star who is being ripped for the Hurricane Helene-related content that she decided to post. And we will also get to Would You Drink It? with Shine during the news coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.